Ladies, welcome to class number 84 of the Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young women. I am Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence magazine best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men, and the national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Women. My wife of over 33 years, Marika White, and my eldest daughter, Daniela Danny White, co-authored Letters to Young Black Women with me. And by the way, my daughter, Daniela Danny White, has had enormous success in life before the age of 30 because she followed the principles in this book, and she's doing quite well buying her first house, which is a mansion, before she was 30 years old, and owns businesses, plus has a job, has 4 degrees, and pursuing her PhD. Glory be to God. And you can do it as well. And my second daughter, Danita Evangeline White, is following suit. She has a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in business. And they're doing quite well, traveling the world and serving God. So what I wrote in the book, Letters to Young Black Women, tell one and tell all, it works. It's not easy, but it works. And so I thank God that my oldest daughter was a part of writing this book. As I mentioned to you, Danny White, we call her Danny, we've been calling her Danny after me for since she was born. She has 2 bachelor's degrees, one in psychology, one in religion, and a master's degree in human services counseling, executive leadership, and a 2nd master's degree in developmental psychology. And her mother, along with my third daughter, Danae White, who graduated with a pre-law degree, have developed and are still putting the final touches on the study guide. We are using Letters to Young Black Women and its study guide to guide you through this course. This course is for all young women, but especially for young black women and young women of color who oftentimes face disadvantages that others do not. The goal of this class is to help you operate from a position of strength and power based upon the Word of God so you can be victorious in life. My prayer, dear friend, is that this class will empower you to win against your enemies, the devil, sorry, no good men, and even yourself. Today we will begin our study. If you desire to get married, here is how to get a good man. Letter 27. First, let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you so much for this time together, Lord, in helping young women navigate this thing called life. And I pray that they will take heed to wise advice that has helped my daughters to become extraordinarily successful in life by taking heed to these principles. Help them to continue to do so, and help these young ladies to do so as well, so that they can be victorious on the other side through trials and tribulations and temptations. And so, Lord, have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Save those who are lost among us. Help them to believe in Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Crucify the evil within us, our flesh, and the old man within us, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. And help us to listen, and help us to learn, and help us to grow, and help us to obey, to avoid the pitfalls of life and be victorious. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Allow me, dear sisters, to begin with a quote from Dr. J. Adams. He said, "A vital Christian, radiating that hidden beauty of the heart, is more attractive to the right sort of Christian man, the only kind you want, than the raving beauty who is hollow within." Pardon me. A woman who is developing her domestic abilities, who is reasonably attractive, and who is a vital Christian in her own right, is an irresistible person. And quite frankly, sisters, I could not have said this better myself. Take heed to it. Now, please, if you will, pull out your text and your digital study guide, or follow along on your screen or on the podcast. First, I will read a portion of the corresponding letter from the book Letters to Young Black Women that I wrote to my daughters. By the way, I'm not playing. I have 6 daughters. Okay, so you can rest assured I know what I'm talking about. And God blessed me with daughters because he gave me insight for my daughters as well as for you. And sometimes you need to hear things not only from a woman's perspective, but from a man's perspective, and I think oftentimes more so. But be that as it may, then we will proceed with this lesson. Let's go. Dear daughters in YBW, if you are new, YBW stands for Young Black Women. As I have said to you many times, if I were a woman, I wouldn't be bothered with getting married. I would get my education, pursue my purpose in life, do missionary work, travel, and just have myself a grand old time, without sin, of course. However, I am not a woman. What women see in men, I have no clue. But that is how God has wired us. There are many women who don't see what man or men see in women because they're not men. He made men to be attracted to women in a big way, and women to be attracted to men. It's an amazing phenomenon. Even though today we have many men and women who are getting it all twisted, if you know what I mean. And that's a shame. Be that as it may, if you want to get married to a great man, a man who will love the Lord and who will love you and take you on the journey of your life, here's what you need to do. Number one, start praying to God now for the husband he wants you to have. God still answers prayer. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 7:7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Dear daughters, from the time your mother, Marika, was a little girl, she prayed for and desired a preacher as a husband, and that is what she got. Only she did not specify what kind of preacher. You better be specific. Number two, if you want a good man, you must be a good woman. What is a good woman? Well, in short, a good woman is a woman who is trustworthy. She tells the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth every time. And yes, you can be married to a person and never lie. My wife will tell you that I have never lied to her, believe it or not. I know that sounds far-fetched for a man in this day and time. But I'm a firm believer that you really don't have a marriage if you have to lie about anything. Before marriage or after marriage. A big reason why we are still together is because she knows I have never lied to her about anything. According to the scriptures regarding the virtuous woman, the Bible says the heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. By the way, ladies, and by the way, ladies, and by the way, ladies, what I have said before, I say again, nothing will destroy your relationship with your husband like lying. And yes, my wife has admitted lying to me. And it has hurt our relationship down through the years. And thankfully, according to her, the lies are not about adultery with somebody or something like that, but lying about other things. But no matter how big the lie, no matter how small the lie, whether it is a white lie or a black lie, it is still a lie, and it is destructive of your relationship. Let me tell you something, ladies. If you lie to your husband once, the relationship will never be the same. I don't care, like in my wife's case, she stole my cake out of the refrigerator and lied on her children about it. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil. And that was a long time ago. She finally admitted to it. But the children were young, could not defend themselves. And she stole my cake out of the refrigerator and blamed it on the children. That is unspeakable. And I have never forgotten that. So I'm just telling you. Now, you're going to be skating on thin ice if you lie to your husband. You don't have a marriage if you have to lie about anything. And another time I bought some honey, a honey product, I used to eat a lot of bee pollen, honey products when I was younger. Very good for you, by the way. And one day I left it on the counter in the kitchen. My oldest daughter, Danny, she couldn't have been no more than 9 or 10. It was a new bottle, and my wife took a spoon and ate some of it right in front of my daughter, Danny. And she's my oldest daughter. And then when I asked her what happened to her, she lied about it. And see, when you lie about things like that, there's something desperately wrong somewhere. And it makes it hard for your husband to know when you're telling the truth. And so if you want to avoid a life of being questioned and asked over and over again about something, tell the truth the first time. Be a true blue Christian and tell the truth. For without the truth, you will destroy the intimacy in your marriage and eventually destroy your marriage. The Bible says, the heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her. That's what you want. See, when your husband can safely trust in you, because you have never lied to him, he's never caught you in any evil, compromised the situation. You know what that does for you? It gives you, inside the marriage bond, it gives you great freedom and great liberty. It means that you can have it all, my sister. If that man safely trusts in you, you can have it all. You can have the husband. You can have the children. You can have your free time at the mall. You can have your free time at a restaurant by yourself or with your girlfriends or down at Starbucks in a new car and your own phone and debit cards, credit cards, because his heart safely trusts in you, and he will never have to ask you anything, see? So never, never, never lie to your husband. If you feel like you are a liar and you're going to lie to your husband, for example, if you have fixed in your mind that I would lie to keep the peace about something, then you don't need to get married. B, a woman who knows how to show respect for her man, for her husband. She has the wisdom to let the man be a man and be the man. And she never does anything to embarrass him at home or elsewhere. She knows that the main thing a man wants, even above love itself, is respect. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:33, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Big C. C. A good woman knows that she must take care of her husband, her children, and her home before she tries to take care of other people's business. She is willing to let the job go if it's taking away from domestic tranquility. Notice what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 11, about the bad woman. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. And then, next, keep yourself pure at all costs. Please see letter 25, entitled, On Remaining a Virgin Until You Get Married. Be pure in your spirit. Be pure in your mind. Be pure in your heart. And be pure in your body. And the only way that you can do that is to pray without ceasing and read the Word of God along with prayer. It is amazing how God makes that pureness to shine through. Have you ever seen a young woman, say around 22, but when you get up close to her, she looks like she is 42? Well, that comes from living a fast, impure, unholy life. You can't hide purity, and you can't hide impurity either. Next, don't look for a man. Whatever you do, do not look for a man. When God wants you to get married and God wants you to have a man, he will bring the man to you. Do you remember the stories of Rachel and Rebecca in the Holy Bible, and how God miraculously blessed them with two great men as their husbands? God actually brought their husbands to them. They did not go looking for their husbands. We have absolutely too many young women today on the hunt for a good man, and they go out and get a good devil. The problem with that is if you get a good man and God is not in it, there will be hell to pay because of the fact that you got something out of God's will instead of in God's will. One of the most pitiful sights in America is a desperate black woman, and may I say, simply a desperate woman. Don't be desperate. You'll do anything and you'll give up everything trying to hook somebody. And once you do that, once you give away the milk and they don't buy the cow, meaning they don't put a ring on it because they're getting the milk free, there's somebody else out there they're going to want to marry because they know that you would give it up to anybody if you gave it up to them. I know you don't like that, but it's true. Don't be fast. Don't be sluttish. Don't be a whore. Keep yourself clean. Keep yourself pure and holy, because if you do so, you will always win. Win, win, baby. Just win. Don't let a man take everything from you. I think it was Billie Holiday who used to sing, You've already taken the best of me. Why don't you come back and get the rest of me? You don't want to sing that song, my dear sister. Next, plan your life to be with a man and plan your life to be without a man. I say this because I do not want you to feel badly about yourself if you don't get married. And be careful comparing yourself with others. For the Bible tells us those who compare themselves among themselves are not wise. The truth of the matter is that there are not that many good black men to choose from. That is the reality. And that is no fault of God's or yours. It is the fault of the choices that many young black men and other men have made. We have too many young black men in jail. We have too many young black men who are homosexuals. And we have too many young black men who won't finish high school and attend college and therefore can't support a family if they had one. Yes, it takes money. Yes, it takes some serious money to raise a family. And you want to do that with the right kind of opportunities, businesses, and jobs. Number six, trust in the Lord. I am afraid that we have many young women today who go to church on Sunday and say that they trust in the Lord, but they really don't. They go right on out of the church, even on Sunday afternoon, and try to make things happen themselves. Giving up the milk without the joker buying the cow. Buying the cow means what even Beyonce has taught you. He must put a ring on it. and he must seal the deal in marriage. Otherwise, nothing happens. No milk. There's no free milk. There's no such thing as free milk in this world, by the way. Next, if you do the right thing, you will be in the right place at the right time. Always, always. Do what God tells you to do, and God will show you favor and open up doors for you. Always walk in the will of God, and He'll put you in the right place at the right time. God's word says in Psalm 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Dear ladies, these are just some thoughts that will help you get the man that God wants you to have, if God wants you to have a man in the first place. With lots of love, Papa. Let's pray. First, let's do the power thoughts. How about that? Do not open your heart to every man, Thomas A. Kempis said. Do not open your heart to every man, but discuss your affairs with one who is wise and who fears God. Bible Jim, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. Song of Solomon 8:7. Talk to God, Holy Father, God. I pray that if it is your will that you would send me the husband that you want me to have. I pray that in the meantime you would make me into the godly, virtuous, holy, and caring woman that you want me to be. Prepare my future husband for me and me for him, and I leave the rest of the details up to you. In your holy name, Lord Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. A book to check out, Jacob and Rachel, The Greatest Love Story by Helen Wood. And then check out the website, www.michellehammond.com. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for this time together with these dear sisters in the Lord. Lord, I thank you for the privilege to encourage them and to teach them. Some things are hard to hear and to take, but Lord, they're tough enough to take it and apply it to their lives, and that is my prayer that they would do that. Help them to grow in the faith and be the strong Christian ladies that you want them to be. And bless their lives because of obedience. And, of course, salvation through Christ and obedience to your holy word. Glorify your holy name through their lives and help them to be the shining lights and witnesses you want them to be. Help them to win, win, win. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, like so many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family. And during that time, I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what church people said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it, a pamphlet about it, titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website, gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really means. First, dear sister, understand that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. We all are sinners. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, understand that a horrible punishment, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Third, realize Dear sister, that God loves you very much and he wants to save you from hell. He wants to save you from sin in hell, for sin causes hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is in hell, "but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven, simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for you, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul. And believe me, he will. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in life. It will be the most important thing you will ever do in life. Dear friend, I trust that you will do it. It is my prayer that you would trust Christ as Savior right now, for he will make all of the difference in your life. He did that in my life. So until next time, my beloved, God bless you and keep you until we meet again for our next class.